This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When it comes to 9/11 and Tower 7, United Airlines is finally off the hook. A federal judge has dismissed the case against United, which was brought by World Trade Center Properties, which a few months earlier paid the Port Authority $2.8 billion to lease Tower properties for 99 years. Now, you may be wondering, since it was American Airlines Flight 11 that hit Tower 1 and caused it and Tower 7 to collapse, how could United Airlines be held responsible? The answer is that in the early morning hours of 9/11, two of the hijackers went through a United security checkpoint at the Portland, Maine International Jetport before flying to Boston. The theory was if United had exercised due diligence, the two hijackers would never have made it through. But the court quoted Chief Judge Benjamin Cardozo, who wrote, and I quote, "The risk reasonably to be perceived defines the duty to be obeyed." And the court ruled there was no way that United could have foreseen all that was to unfold on that fateful morning. And that's what happens when the unforgivable is unforeseeable. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.